Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time again.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So it was a busy meeting in the last commission meeting. I mean, you guys were trying to fit a month's worth of agenda items into one single meeting. So you guys really had a lot on your plate. But one that really stood out to me, Commissioner, was kind of finalizing the sale of the research center out there in Orangeville. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so we had two meetings yesterday, our district meeting. It was approved to sell the research center to the state, and then it went through commission meeting, and that was approved as well. So that's in movement. There are a few little pieces that we need to clean up before the sale is final, but yeah, it's been approved in commission meeting. It needs to go through one more meeting, and then it's finalized. And that's our local building authority meeting, and once it's approved through there, then we'll move through the process. So we're excited about that. We're excited that the state wants to help us partner and take over the research center for the growth in the future.
And something I think is really interesting and kind of understated about this sale of the research center is it's not just a one-off move. This is all part of kind of a grander scheme of plans trying to bring business to Emery County.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad you mentioned that. So, as the state takes over the research center and takes the impact off the county and financial burdens, we can still partner for its success. But we also own around 100 acres just north of the research center that we approved in meeting as well to go after a grant to do a master plan for drainage, see what we need to do for roads and building lots for businesses. We really want to tuck businesses up there by the research center to where they can both benefit. Maybe it's more attractive to energy type businesses that want to be by an energy research center. And so we're excited about going after that grant and potentially having a good master plan to where we can, have a one-sheeter to give to businesses and maybe make it more attractive for them to come here.
And you guys, you took over this research center, and you had a whole lot on your plate, especially with people worried about coal mines shutting down, power plants shutting down. You're trying to bring business back into the county, and that's not a small task. So props to you guys for really taking the initiative to try and build something up out there. Now, and then something else that I've really enjoyed about Emery County recently is the library. Living out in Huntington, library there is spectacular, and I'm sure the same can be said around the county. Let's talk about Emery County's libraries.
Yes, they've always partnered with, different entities in the community. They've been a part of our county fair. They do a lot of youth programs and readings and just a big part of our community, and they just received an award that we're excited about, the Quality Library Award from the state for 2024. So that's a huge deal to be recognized by the state as a high-performing library system. And we take pride in that. We want places for our community to go, not only for safety if there's concerns, but having an educational resource in their local community.
And just looking back on my childhood, spending the summers at the library, doing their story times there, it really has an impact on the youth of the county. So you just can't understate their importance. And then another thing we kind of wanted to touch on is something really fun happening over, not just in central Emery County, but all the way spanning to Green River from border to border of the county. You have the Energized Expedition going on.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool activity. So there are QR codes around the county that we want people to go visit, locals, out-of-towners, whoever wants to participate, to go check out the different sites and learn about our community. At the end of the expedition, there will be a drawing for prizes, and I believe there's also cash prizes that they're doing with that event. So if you want to get on the Emery County tourism website, there should be instructions on there or on Facebook if you're interested in getting into that activity. A lot of fun. Bring your cell phone and open up those QR codes.
And it's always fun to learn more about Emery County because there's just such a storied history there. And now, Commissioner Leonard, you have Thanksgiving coming up. Is there anything the commission would want to share with the public?
Yeah, we just want to give thanks to the public. We want you to enjoy Thanksgiving. I know there are some Thanksgiving trot activities. I know there are some walks and some fun things happening, but we really want you to enjoy Thanksgiving. Give you thanks for the volunteers and all of you that support Emery County being a better place. So thank you from the commission.
Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Nope. We just want you to continue to be involved. I know life's not easy right now. A lot of heavy weight on communities and individuals, and we just want to be a support. So if you need something, please reach out, but we just appreciate you and want you to continue to be a positive influence in our community.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you again so much for taking the time to come and talk about Emery County with us. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and he was talking about the state of Emery County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.